We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Dav Tzadik Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Dav Tzadik Amud Beis. We just finished saying that even though Beis Din can't be Oikah Dov Min HaTorah, but if it's Shev Al Taisa, so then they could be Oikah Dov Min HaTorah. If you're just not doing something, then you could be Oikah Dov Min HaTorah. So Amalei, so Rav Chis told Rabbah, I'm going to ask you a bunch of rais take Oikah Dov Min HaTorah. Now you told me that Shev Al Taisa Shani, that if you sit back and do nothing, that's fine. So then I'm not going to ask you his kashas. What I want to ask you, which is what you bring on Shavuos, v'shayfer v'lulav. What are we talking about here? He wanted to ask the Makasha, when it goes to each one by itself. Oral. The halacha is that a goy who became a ger and he got a mila. So halacha that perish mina erla can perish mina keves. So Rabban digadin that the ger gets a mila right after becomes a ger, he has to wait 7 days until he becomes tar. What's the reason? Because since he touched a mace when he was a guy, so he doesn't know the difference between he's a guy, he's a ger, he doesn't know the halachas. So we want to teach him that if you touch a mace, you have to wait 7 days. You have to do hazah, you have to wait 7 days. That's the halacha, and therefore you always have to wait 7 days. Let's say he became a ger erev Pesach. So with the Raisa, he could be just Tevel, and he's good. And he could be in the Karan Pesach. But since it's a Din D'Rabbanan, that you have to get a Zaz of 7 days, a Zaz Paraduma, so you can't bring a Karan Pesach. So what happens? If you bring Oikah Dovah Pesach, because Din D'Rabbanan. So you see from here, you're Oikah Dovah Natairo, not bring Karan Pesach. Same thing with Hazah. Hazah, to do Hazah on someone, to spritz someone, is Issa on Shabbos. So let's say, the Erev Pesach landed on Shabbos, he needs his last Hazah today. In order to bring the Karan Pesach. Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. So you now do Hazah on Shabbos. So now, even if you're the Karan Pesach, you're saying there are Bondic that you can't do Hazah. Again, you mean Eikah the Karan Pesach. The Ismail is a case by Mila, where the Halach is now bring it through roofs and karfifais, even though the Haitzah is only the Rabbanon, it's not Shurabim. You now do the Issa Haitzah, the Rabbanon, to carry a Mila knife, even though you're not going to do Mila because of that. Another halacha, sadim and tittis. The halacha is with the raisa, you're allowed to put on tittis on a beged of pishdon. On a linen bag, you're allowed to put on wool tittis, because no problem climbing tittis. But the Rabban says you can't do that anymore. Why not? Because otuksus laila. Since laila is part of the tittis, if you wear it at night, it'd be chayiv for klayim. Therefore, he said no more doing this. So we were oiker the mitzvah tittis. Why? Because of xeris. You see again, oiker the raisa. The kifsiyat saris. Kifsiyat rashi is not sure what it means, but he says it means like this. That halacha is that if you kifsei atzeres that Larry brought even on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the kifsei atzeres which was brought on together with shtei alechem on Shavuot. So the halacha is that if it's brought shaloi l'shma, so it's not a pasul karvim, but it's not olah shem chayva. So now if you shechted the shaloi l'shma, so now there's no reason to bring it anymore because now it's a regular shlomim. You're not allowed to bring a regular shlomim on Shabbos. You're only allowed to bring the chayvus hayoyim, only the chiyuv for the day, and it's not going to be yaitz the chiyuv of the day anymore. So therefore, you're not allowed to do zrika. Now, if you don't do zrika, what happens is the carbon becomes pasul. Now, because of the rabbanon degadin, they now do zrika. Zrika is only the rabbanon. We are saying don't do zrika, and now you're not going to do ktaras murim at night because you didn't do zrika. You're not going to eat the carbon, so you're not going to be able to. So you be oika three mitzvahs: the mitzvah of zrika, the mitzvah of aktara, and the mitzvah of eating it. All because of the rabbanon degadin as zrika. So you see, the Rabbanon is Oiker of the Raisa. And then Shefer and Lulav, the same thing. The Shefer and Lulav, why don't we blow Shefer on Shabbos, or Shekel Lulav on Shabbos? Because Xeri might come to carry it, to show it to the Rav, to ask the Rav how to do it, right? That's the halacha. Even though that's only Xeri the Rabbanon, we Oiker a mitzvah the Raisa of the Rabbanon. So a bunch of cases, best it could be Oiker the Raisa. Oiker Kam Pesach, Oiker Mila, Oiker Tzitzis, Oiker the Kabanas, Oiker Shefer and Lulav, and ask you all those kashas. You see, best it could be Oiker Tavan HaTayra. But now that you said Sheval Taisa, so here all I'm telling you is don't do the Shaif. I'm not telling you to do Issa B'Yadayim. Just don't do something. That Beis Din could do. Let's read it inside. Amalei Boila Suvech, I wanted to ask you from Orel, Hazar, Ve'Ismil, Sadim, Titzis, because they are Sarah, Shaif, Lula. But now, now the answer Sheval Taisa is different. Loi Ma'aker, who is not called Oiker, Kulanami, all these things are Sheval Taisa, and it's all Sheval Taisa. Gevaldik. So the Maravai trying to be right, you can be Oiker, Domana, Taira, Toshima. A love to Shema, when it says, when you have a Navi who's muchsik to be a kosher Navi, it says, Navi, v'kir v'chom ha'achecha, k'mani y'akim l'cha, Hashem l'kecha, a love to Shema, and we darshan, afilo omoloi avar al achas kol mitzvah shabataira, even if he says to be over a mitzvah of Taira, you have to listen to him. K'goin al-yob ha'ar-karmel. Al-yob ha'ar-karmel did an issa deraisa. He brought a carbon outside on a bama, which is issa deraisa, shchut echutz, and he brought a carbon. and he let her do it. Why? Because a muchzik diga kayin, a muchzik diga navi, and therefore you listen to him. So what do you see? It says a kol fi shoshamol. You listen to him. So you see, you could be aikadav mina atayra if you're a muchzik. And for the gemara, shani also and the chesiv alav to shmol. There is a special pasuk that a navi was a muchzik. You listen to him. Frank the gemara, look at learn from there. They could aikadav mina atayra. Bez they could aikadav mina atayra. And for the gemara, migdar milsa shani. There was a special reason, was to save Klai Yisrael of Arizara. So if you have this combination of saving Klai Yisrael of Arizara with a Navi that's a Muchzik, then you could be Oikadav and Atayra. But not in a regular case. Only by a case of special gather, there you could do it. Tashema, Chabing and Arai. The halacha is that Midaraisa, if you give a get to the wife, it didn't reach the wife yet, you let her walk into any Bezdin and say, by the way, a get I sent is bottle. That works. But Midarabana, they made a Takana. He said, you have to do it in front of her because she's not going to know. She's going to get remarried. She doesn't know about the bittul. Therefore, made at the corner, you have to be mevatel in front of her. That was the corner of the rabbana. Now, what happens if the guy goes to Bezdin and does the bittul anyway? He doesn't listen to the takana of doing it in front of her. Tosh him out. Batlu, if he did it, mevatel works. Divrei Rabbi. Shimon Mimel says, no. Oima eina yachal levatel heis vatanai. He can't be mevatel and he can't change the tanai of the get. Nothing doing. Because imke makpoy karech bezdin yafa. If the takana doesn't work, so then what's the point? Here the case is Midraisa gets bottle. And we're letting you get married to get. Midraisa bottle get. We're letting you go get remarried with this get. This gets bottle, Midraisa. What's going on over here? So you see, Bez has a karech, the egodavon adaira. Zakhtamar, no. Kedushin is different. Man the Makadish, that's the one of Makadish. When someone's ex-Kedushin, he's Makadish, adaita to whatever Bezdin says. Vafkunu Rabbanon Kedushin. Rabbanon says that in a case where you give a get and you vatal it shloi b'fanov, it's a mafkia the kedushin l'mafreya. I make the kedushin, the money you gave is like a matana. Omle Ravina l'Ravashi hotenach the kash v'kaspa. That's good. Chazal has a koyach to say that's a built-in tanai in the kedushin because everyone says I'm a kash dat the rabbanon, so I can mafreya make the money into matana. But what do you do with bia? How do you make a bia into matana? That's a real kedushin. How do you make it mafreya? Ravina l'Ravashi hotenach the kash v'kaspa. Kosh bia ma'ik l'meimba. So Gemara, yeah, Shavir Bona Bilos and Bilos Nos. They make Mafreya, that's a Bilos Nos. It's not a Bilos Shem Kedushin. Now Rashi famously brings down another tzad, what it means, that only if you know Rashi, I don't think of a Kedushin Kaspa, which only the Rabban did a Kedushin. What happens by the Rashi Kedushin? But Rashi says that's a Toyas. Avada, it says Toyas Godelhu. Avada Kedushin Kaspa is the Raisa. You learn from Kichich de Efron. So some people thought that Kichich de Efron is not the Raisa. Avada is the Raisa. And a valid kedushin is the raisa. That's what Rashi speaks out all over time. Every time Rashi brings down this gemara, in this gemara, Rashi brings down the pshat. Akaponim. So we got out of this question that here you see that the ikedav matayra tarit says no. There you have called mekadosh, not rabbanon mekadosh. Toshema, Omer Rav Lozer ben Yaakov. Shemati, I heard shebezdin makin va'inshin shloim matayra. I heard that bezdin could give sometimes a inish or Malkus, Shloim and Atayra, Veloi Lava Dever Atayra. It's not because they want to say something not like Atayra. Lasa Siyog, Atayra, they want to make a gate, a fence, a protection for the Atayra. And the Gemara gives two examples. Ma'isav Adam Echad, Shurachav Asus B'Shabbos. There's one time a person who rode a horse on Shabbos. It's only Isidar Abanon. B'Yimei Yavanon, in the time of the Greeks. The Aviyu L'Bezdin, they brought the Bezdin to Kula, they gave him Skila, they killed him. Loim Yisrael L'Kach, really, all it is Dar Abanon. People were not keeping Shabbos correctly, and if you allow this piritzer to go, it was going to cause a big mikshol, and therefore they killed him. Someone who was bought on his wife under Taina Baravim, which is a priestess, they view the Bezdin, they brought him to Bezdin, they gave him Malkus. Not because he deserves that, because that is what the Shah needed to stop the priestess. What do you see? You could have him in our Torah. And for the Gemara, Migda Milsa Shani. For Migda Milsa, to protect Klal Yisrael, you're allowed to do this. Now the question is, where is the Kasha from? Is the Kasha from, definitely a question from they gave him Skila for riding a horse. That's the Isaloi Sirtzach of the Torah. You're being Oikar the Dinloi Sirtzach. But what about the giving him Malkus? Is that a problem? Is that Oikar Domina Torah? So Be'etzem, you could have asked a better Kasha. Then ask for every Makas Mardus. There's a lot of things that are going to get Malkus. What do you have to ask from this special case? Every Makas Mardus you can ask the Kasha. So Vice does that alone would not be a Kasha. That's what Rav Chanan says in Kovetz Aris. Rav Chanan in Kovetz Aris, Oyus Ayin says that you see from here that the Kasha really was from the Skila. Because from the Malkus, that's not Shver. Because Bezdin has a right, just like a father has a right to hit his child to put him on the correct path, The Beis Din also allowed to give malchus to put someone on the correct path, and that's not a problem of like Lo Yosef, the Isser Lav of giving malchus to someone, and therefore the Ikar Raya is from the skila part, not from the malchus part. Zok to Gemara Vayta. It said in the Mishnah. So we finished the sugya Oikadov Natairo. What we came out is that pashas can be Oikadov Natairo, but maybe with Sheval Taisa you could be Oikadov Natairo, which means if you're passive there, Beis Din can be Oikadov Natairo. Now we're going back to our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, that neither, we'll call him Reuven the first husband, and Yankel the second husband, neither one can matama to the wife. Neither one. So the Gemara says, what's the reason, Manolan? How do you know? And really the question is, Legabe, that's partially that the second Kohen is not matama, because that's not her husband. It's a mistake, that marriage. But the first one is really her husband. Why can't he matama? So what's the makar for that? So really, the makar is for the first husband, the camera time. What's the makar for that? No long. The gemara, the chesiv says in the pasuk, ki im l'sheira akara v'lov, that you let him matama to your wife. You just sheira. Oh, amar sheira is uishtoi. The chesiv says not a pasuk. Loitam bal bama v'leichaloi, that a husband cannot matama to his wife. So the teretz is l'heichaloi. Yes, bal shem matama, yes, bal shem matama. Okay, tzad matama l'ishtik sheira. You matama to your wife was kosher. Any matama l'ishtik psuloi, but the ishtik psuloi, which is l'heichaloi, there you cannot matama. So here, since now this first wife is possible to him, because there's an Isser now, the Rabbanon, they said, since she was Nivala Be'Isser, it's also Lo Tama, and so she's like a Sheka Zayna, and therefore, she has a Dinava Zayna, and therefore, you can't metamata her anymore. Can't metamata her anymore, because even if someone does Bainas as Zayna here, she's been Zayna with the second husband, so therefore, the first husband can't metama anymore, because she's like a Zayna, and it's Lahech Aloy. So the Mara Vaita says, neither one could be Zaycher and Mitzia. Why not? Why? There's only Dinder Rabbanon that the husband gets the Mitzias of his wife, the things that her wife finds that the husband gets it. So Mitzias Yishal Baila, what's the reason? In order, there shouldn't be strife in the house. Here we don't care if there's strife. Let there be even more strife. We don't have to get divorced, so of course we're not letting them have the Mitzia. Why does the husband always get the handiwork of the wife, all the profits of the wife that when she works? What's the reason? Because she's eating mezainis from him. She's not getting mezainis. Of course, she doesn't get mezainis. She doesn't get mezainis. Another thing it says in our Mishnah, that neither husband can be made for the derev. Lo made for the derev. The Gemara explains why. What's the pshat? The reason why it's a rice digger then, but why is the Baal have a right to mefer in the dorim of his wife? Like things that are beinoy lebein ishtoy, if she says she doesn't want to wash herself, she doesn't want to put on makeup, she makes a ned like that, you can mefer it. Why? Shouldn't be the skana. It's like time of the crop. Here we don't care if the skana, and therefore we don't allow it to mefer in the dorim of his wife.